Rock 107 WIRX. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. 813 Brock Hunter.
Morning.
What's up, you A's? Let's take a quick look at your forecast here. Today, got a chance for some rain this morning. That'll taper off. Going to see a high of 45. Tonight, a low of 30. Warming up a little bit tomorrow, high of 46. Then a high of 50 on Wednesday. High of 57 on Thursday. High of 60 on Friday. As we get into April, it's almost April. I believe Wednesday is April 1st. How great would it be if Wednesday, April Fool's Day, everything just comes out and says, by the way, this is just a big sick joke, April Fool's. I don't know. Would you be pissed or relieved?
maybe a little bit of both. Me.
No, I'd be pissed.
I would be too. Would be what? Pissed. Are you kidding me? This has been horrible. Anyway, I don't see
that happening. You want to say hi to the wife real quick? She's about to leave from work.
I can't.
Here she is. Just say hi, for God's sake.
Hi, I gotta go.
All right, have a great day at work. Did you get your banana before you left?
No, it's still in the freezer. Saving it for later.
Yes. We love
Bye-bye.
You.
Bye.
Bye.
You're talking about the fish I caught of her banana.
Her banana. Classic, classic. All right, let's get to it. Your WTF.
This is WTF of the day on the Plan B Morning Show.
As always, your WTF brought to you by Smith Indoor Garden Center in Hartford. Smith Indoor Garden Center.
Your best buds in the biz.
You know, they probably have stuff there that you could use to help grow a banana tree. And then your wife will never need to go out and buy bananas. She'll have her own banana tree.
And then I get a divorce, Brock, because she has no use for me anymore.
I'm leaving you and marrying my banana tree instead.
Till death do us part.
She's going to say, hey, I got a split. Get it?
Oh, no.
Get it? Like banana split? Yes. Yes. Anyway, this is a great. I saw the title of this, and I just had to do it for your WTF. Oh, by the way, what's up, Katie? This isn't going to be a surprise to anyone out there, but Uranus is leaking gas.
Oh, come on, man.
According to NASA, they found a glob of ionized gas called a plasmoid flying away from Uranus for the first time ever. They say it will actually help them get more insight into Uranus, which is a very dark and mysterious place.
Keep going.
Boy, you know, sometimes NASA, and the work they do can really stink. But this new Uranus work, I think that's probably going to stink a little bit more. It's tough. It's tough work.
Have you ever seen Uranus online or?
Luckily, no. I've never seen Uranus online. I have seen it in a book, though. It was in class, and Uranus was actually in that book. It was a whole chapter on Uranus.
My brother has a massive, massive telescope, and he likes to point it towards Uranus.
What does he think? What does he think when he sees Uranus?
He looks deeply into it for an extensive amount of time, and he just wonders what is going on in Uranus.
Well, he's got to be careful. He doesn't want to get pink eye from looking at Uranus too closely.
Oh God! I have no idea. I had no idea planets were hairy.
I think we went too far.